Extreme left warns of huge backlash in the streets if Joe Biden negotiates any budget cuts. By Wendell Hussebo on May 23, 2023. The extreme left raised alarm over President Joe Biden negotiating spending cuts to the federal budget with House Republicans during talks to raise the debt ceiling. Although the White House claimed Biden would not negotiate with Republicans on reducing wasteful spending, the administration engaged with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, on spending cuts, an idea that enraged the far left. Extreme left Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, warned Tuesday that any cuts to wasteful spending, including obsolete pandemic funding, would receive a backlash in the streets. "I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic caucus, certainly the progressives, but also in the streets," she told CNN. Jayapal tried to couch her statement by pinning Biden to the previously passed reckless spending that fueled systemic inflation. "It's important we don't take steps back from the very strong agenda that President himself shepherded and led over the past 2 years," she said. "It's going to be a problem," Socialist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, told CNN when questioned about the possibility of Biden agreeing to spending cuts or caps. Recalling the White House's previous non-negotiation position on raising the debt ceiling, Ocasio-Cortez criticized the administration for initiating talks through the debt ceiling negotiations. "We do not legislate through the debt ceiling for this very reason," she said. Though House Republicans maintain leverage, the Biden administration refuses to cut wasteful spending while demanding tax increases or revenue increases in the debt ceiling deal. On Monday, McCarthy and Biden administration officials met to discuss the budget. "I felt we had a productive discussion. We don't have an agreement yet," he said. "The tone tonight was better than any other time we've had discussions," McCarthy added. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claims the nation could default on its debt as soon as June 1. But she refuses to provide transparency on exactly how long the federal government will be able to operate before it defaults in the coming weeks or months. Some Wall Street forecasters projected a true so-called X date of default would likely be June 8 or 9. Related, liar, Joe Biden repeats claim he reduced the deficit by $1.7 trillion. June 1? Everybody knows that's false, Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, said. "I don't believe June 1 is the real deadline for default. Why aren't we making it?" Sec Yellen show her work before Congress. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, posted on Twitter. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.